Welcome to the Tierwäden National Park and to an old-growth forest that many would call true wilderness. Tierwäden was so wild and difficult to traverse that people probably avoided travelling here. There were not only robbers, but maybe also dangerous supernatural creatures. In what is now a national park, people have probably never settled. But from surrounding farms, they have come in to cut trees for logs and coaling wood. They have burned forests to farm in the ashes, or let their animals graze. Certainly, the forest gave animals with meat and fur, and the lakes gave fish to eat. But these were meagre and difficult lands. Finns came here in the 17th century. They were skilled at burn beating. The forest was cut down, set on fire, and rye and turnips could then be sown in the ashes for a couple of years. But in order to understand the wild landscape, we must go 1,000 million years back in time. When tectonic plates moved, the rock cracked into clefts and deep faults. This is when the Lake Vättern rift was created. And this is when the dramatic landscape that now surrounds you was formed. You can see how the granite rock has cracked into rift valleys. In the valleys, there are lakes and bogs with steep hillocks in between. Far later, only 1 million years ago, the latest ice age began. Huge masses of ice slid over the landscape, grinding the rock face smooth and tearing stone blocks from the mountainsides. That is how the wild landscape of Tierwäden was formed, with mountains and valleys and big stone blocks. No wonder that these forests were difficult to fell, and no wonder that the area was considered important enough to be made a national park in 1983. 20 square kilometres are protected by the Swedish state. There are almost 30 kilometres of marked trails here. And the Bergslag sled and hiking trail passes through the area. Here, adventure awaits. And everything is open, all day, all year round, to whoever is careful not to disturb, not to leave anything behind, and not to take anything from what has been saved for forthcoming generations. So, welcome to the inside of the countryside.